And good morning. Welcome back to From the Stand. Our program is supported by the Commemorative Air Force, hosting Air Show 2014, October 11th and 12th in beautiful Midland, Texas. With more than 11,000 members, the CAF honors America's military aviation heritage through flight, remembrance, and education. Find out more at commemorativeairforce.org. And my two guests are chuckling over that because they are from the Commemorative Air Force, Steve Brown, who is our president and CEO, and Adam Smith, the vice president of strategic development.
Good morning, executive gentlemen. Vice president, executive. Steve, let me correct you. He's an executive.
I need new business cards, both of you. Anyway, welcome. Welcome to Oshkosh.
Thank you.
Great to be here, Steve.
Right. Well, Steve, last year we talked a little bit about the potential move of the CAF to find a new location to create an aviation attraction. And what's happened in the last 12 months?
Well, it's very exciting. Of course, the guy to my left that we've heard from, Adam Smith, is a great new acquisition to our team. He's really going to lead the efforts to establish an aviation attraction unlike any other in the world. And that's the high bar we've set for your organization, to make something that is very, very unique. And so we've started that process, so much so that in advance of the official move of the headquarters and headquarters staff, which is next summer. Myself, I have moved there. Adam has also moved there half-time and has purchased a residence, and so he's now going to become a native Texan. He's working on his accent as we speak. And so we've started, Adam and I have really started the process of defining what that attraction is, using a lot of help from outside, people in the industry. We're talking to people here every day, including today, and determining what it's going to be, how we're going to do it, and then go about the task of fundraising to make that vision a reality.
So the last year there were several locations that were under consideration. You narrowed those down some more. It was down to three.
Right. I forgot. You're right. We did. We narrowed it down to Houston, to Sherman Denison, which is a northeast suburb of Dallas, about 60 miles away, and then Dallas Executive Airport, which a lot of the aviators out there would know as the old Redbird. And that's just about 6 miles south of downtown with a great view of the skyline. The city of Dallas was very aggressive, as was Sherman Denison, and it narrowed it down to those two. And then Dallas Executive became our choice. It's right next to Highway 67, which has 125,000 cars going by it every day. There's highways to the north, east, south, and west. So we're surrounded. It's got a great open space airport, beautifully manicured, good looking, and with the length of runways we need for our airplanes. So upon reflection of the 23 original that we looked at, all things aside, we couldn't have done any better in as far as finding an airfield that met our specifications in a major metropolitan area. And that was the key thing. We wanted to impact. We've been in Midland for 24 years, great location, but not conducive to large visitors. Not many people that live there, not many through fares that people travel. So we were out there with a message, and if our message is education and educating Americans, we'd need to do that in a bigger way. And the best way to do it is being somewhere that people are coming to or already live. And Dallas, with basically 6 million in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, gives a great population base plus two major airports that people are flying into.
Right. Adam, your background is in aviation, is in museums and attractions. What drew you to this project?
I think, for me, I spent basically all of my working life, and even before I got a job, I used to hang around museums. So it's been something that has been, a big part of my life. And since the mid-90s, I've been associated with aircraft museums. And I suppose one of the attractions of this project to me, frankly, is it is the opportunity to do it from the ground up and to try and apply everything that I've learned along the way to a project and do something really special. So it's really fun to be part of a big creative project. And it starts with what Steve just said about where you are. If there's one thing I've learned about attractions and museums over the years, that your location is it defines everything that happens from that point on. And even when I ran the EAA Museum here in Oshkosh, just the location of Oshkosh for this one week is the best place in the world you could possibly have an aviation museum. But the other 51, you have to work really hard because the population base just isn't there. So to go to be in the heart of a metro area that's got 7 million people, there's a lot of opportunities that opens up too. So I think as we approach this project, it's about doing something that works really well for the CAF and is tuned to the kind of organization that the CAF is. So that means that it's going to be rooted in flying, because the CAF is a flying organization at its heart. It's got amazing airplanes. And so what we do in Dallas is going to be rooted in that, and that's exciting. But I think what we want to do is sort of take it to the next level, not just fly the airplanes, but really go deep on the stories that the airplanes carry and the message they carry, in particular about what happened in World War II and how this country became the arsenal of democracy, and used aviation to save the free world.
Right. Now, Steve, you mentioned aviation attractions. Can you define that a little bit?
Well, I think defining it is something Adam was talking about. We're gonna root it in flight. My vision when you say the word museum is you go into a quiet, beautifully decorated room where there's not a lot of noise, not a lot of activity, and it's very beautiful. Which is, there's no negatives there, but from our standpoint, our museum is a flying museum, so we're not about being quiet. We're not about being pristine. You know, we got oily, noisy, messy, smelly warbirds, and that's the beauty of them. So to convey that and to have an attraction that looks like that and feels like that, and where the airplanes are not just on display, but they're on display, but they also fly. And you're seeing them fly, and you get to have an experience with them flying. Whether you fly in the actual bird itself, or maybe you can't afford that, or maybe you haven't got the time, but you get a simulation of that inside, or the sense of that, or however that's delivered. And so we're just, we haven't got that defined yet. We're not really ready to talk about it, but that's when you're trying to find something new. It's hard to describe.
All right. So then the next steps now is as we start to develop a plan for moving forward, it's going to be several years before something's actually ready to go in Dallas. Is that correct?
Right. Well, and obviously fundraising is a big part of what we're going to do. We're going to define our vision, put it out there, be able to describe it, be able to show you what it looks like, and then talk to people about participating, because we need to build a world-class facility, and that takes money, and we need people that participate and appreciate and want to be a part of the vision.
Good. And do you know offhand which of your noisy, smelly warbirds are here?
Here now. Well, I know the 24, the B-24 Diamond Lil's right there in the in the square, and I know that we've got two B-25s out at the Warbirds. We've got Devil Dog and
Miss Mitchell.
Miss Mitchell. And then, of course, Lumpy's out there with Gunfighter, and I haven't been here long enough to see who all we've got here. There's a lot more out there saying, well, we're here. But there's a lot of Warbirds from the CAF. You can look for our wings on the side of our airplanes out at the Warbird area.
Great. Well, Adam Smith, Steve Brown, thank you for joining us this morning and taking time out of your Oshkosh experience to spend a few minutes with us. And you're listening to From the Stand on EIA Radio.